lifts it up.
我们也祷告，我们也希望神的荣耀可以彰显出来。
And that on earth, on his peace would rest on whom his favor rests.
在地上平安也归给神所喜悦的人。
And as a church, we continue to learn to exercise justice.
作为一个教会，我们一起来学习行公义。
Continue to learn to love mercy.
我们也继续来学习行纯怜悯。
And to walk humbly with our God.
一起来纯谦卑的心与主同行。
And may it be that we live in confidence that God is with us and is for us.
我们也希望我们能够有这样的信心，神与我们同在，并且是为我们的好处。
The PowerPoint is on the desktop.
请放那个幻灯片。
Let us pray.
让我们一起来祷告。
Our dear Heavenly Father,
亲爱的天父,
how awesome that all glory is yours.
一切荣耀都是你的，这是多么美好的事。
And how precious that your favor has come upon your people.
你的恩惠临到你所喜悦的人，就是多么美丽的事。
By your Spirit,
靠着你的圣灵,
help us to know your words and works more deeply.
帮助我们来更深切地了解你的话语。
Help us to love you more and more dearly.
帮助我们来更加亲近地爱你。
Grant us joy in our repentance.
让我们在悔改的时候心里有喜乐。
And make us joyful in our obedience.
在我们的顺从中我们也有喜乐。
By the welcoming name of Jesus, we pray and ask.
靠着主耶稣的圣邀之名，我们这样祷告感谢。
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Brother Lu Jun and Yonghuan, Brother Yonghuan.
还有永欢。
Because I did not have an earlier communication with them, so thank you.
之前没有通联系过，所以很好。
So a question, two questions for all of us.
问大家两个问题。
So how many of you have been lovesick before?
你们谁曾经以前有过相思病？
And how many of you have been homesick before?
你们有哪些人曾经有过这种思乡病？
So if let's say Expedia gives you this free first class ticket every 2 weeks to anywhere in the world.
让我们假设就是这个 Expedia 这个订机票的网站，它每两个星期给你一张免费机票，而且是头等舱，可以去到世界的任何一个地方。
You can hop on any airline.
你可以坐任何一个航空公司的。
You can pay for all your expenses per trip.
而且它会付你所有旅行的费用。
Except for the flight and trip that will bring you back to a loved one or back home.
但是呢，只有两个地方除外，一个就是说带你到你心爱的人身边，或者是带你回家，这两个不包括。
Will this generous offer from Expedia satisfy or cure your lovesickness or homesickness?
那么他的这个看似慷慨的这个给予，是不是能够解决我们的相思病或者是思乡病呢？
I think for anyone who has really been lovesick or homesick or both.
对于我们中间曾经有相思病或者思乡病或者两者兼有的人，
You and I know that no amount of health, wealth, and pleasure can take the hollow of a loved one or a home.
我们就知道，无论是任何的金钱、财富、健康，都无法把那种你心爱的人或者你远离家乡的这种空虚能够填满。
You and I know that only the loved one we are lovesick for or the home we are homesick for will bring that total satisfaction and total joy.
我们知道唯有你所相思的那个人或者是你所想念的那个家乡，只有这两样才能够真正的治愈我们的这种相思病，给我们带来全然的满足和喜悦。
If you say, give me the money, give me the fame and I'll be fine, you've not really been lovesick or homesick.
如果你说给我足够的钱，给我足够的名望，我的这些问题都会不治而愈，那么那就说明你还没有真正的相思过，或者是思乡过。
Or that it might be that your love and your home is in money and fame.
或者就是说你所真正的相思的或者你思念的就是这个金钱和名望。
There's a mom who shared this with me.
曾经有一个妈妈和我这样分享。
I asked my son what he wanted for his birthday.
我问我的儿子，他希望生日接到什么样的礼物。
And my son said,
我的儿子说
Daddy is home now. That is enough for me.
爸爸已经回来了，这就足够了。
If we watch YouTube compilations of surprise homecomings of soldiers,
如果我们在 YouTube 上看那些离家的那些士兵突然回来的那个情形
，one after another,
我们看到一个接一个的。
You have screams.
你听到人们的尖叫。
You have shouts.
这样大声的呼喊。
You have smiles.
这样的笑容。
You have tears.
泪水。
You have hugs.
拥抱。
You have kisses.
亲吻。
And sometimes they all come together at once.
有的时候他们所有的这些都一起来了。
It's something's going on right there.
就是很激动的、很快乐的这样的拥抱、哭泣、呼喊。
And sometimes you're so surprised and stunned they don't actually know how to respond.
有的时候呢，他们因为这个回来太突然了，他们都一种惊讶中，他们都不知道该如何回应。
But no one stands there and say, "You get back."
但是没有一个人会站在那里说，哎呀，你回去吧。
Sometimes they say, "What are you doing here?" But it's not say, "What are you doing here?" It's, "Come here," right?
你看到他们的回应是，哦，你怎么会在这儿？
And,
然后就大大的拥抱。
So these scenes resonate with us.
其实这样的反应是让我们产生共鸣的。
I see comments after another. I'm a grown man, but I'm tearing up all over the place.
我看到很多时候人们会说，我虽然是一个成年人了，但是我还是忍不住会落泪。
As if tears are not only reserved for non-grown-up people, but nonetheless.
似乎是说，好像这个流泪啊是一种很幼稚的表现，但是。
But it's not, right? It's not a childish expression, but it just shows how precious it is to be totally satisfied now that there's no more lovesickness or homesickness.
但是这个流泪不是说只有年轻人才会做，而是一种你当你的全然的满足喜乐的时候，一个自然的感情的流露。
And I think these scenes resonate with us because we have been lovesick and homesick since the dark day in the Garden of Eden.
这些反应之所以让我们会产生共鸣，是因为自从在伊甸园人类堕落开始，我们就一直的在相思，一直在思乡。
The history of mankind began in beauty.
人类的历史是在一个非常美丽的图画下开始的。
Beautiful garden in Eden.
有美丽的伊甸园。
Beautiful work on the land.
有在土地上那样美丽的工作。
Beautiful marriage between the one man Adam and the one woman Eve.
在这个唯一的人男人亚当和唯一的女人夏娃之间有那样美丽的婚姻。
Beautiful fellowship with God who's holding all the beauties together.
与这个托住万有的神之间有美丽的交通。
God saw all that he had made and it was very good.
神看着一切所造的都甚好。
But all that beauty was shattered and lost.
但是所有的这些美丽都被打碎了，都失去了。
When Adam and Eve chose to break the beautiful fellowship with God.
当亚当和夏娃选择了要打碎和神之间的美好的交通
，desiring to be wise on their own apart from God，
他们是希望靠着自己来成为聪明的，而不是靠着神。
We're told that the woman saw the fruit。
我们读到说那女人见那棵树的果子
，not only is it pleasing to the eye，
好做食物也悦人的眼目
，but desirable for gaining wisdom。
也是可喜爱的，能使人有智慧。
Essentially saying that I can now just depend on something else other than God for wisdom.
也就是说，我们没有必要非得靠神，而是可以靠别的东西来得到智慧。
I'll make that decision.
我来做这样的决定。
I'll create my own gods.
我会来创造我自己的神。
And so she ate it.
所以她就吃了。
And gave it to the husband who also ate it.
又给了她丈夫，她丈夫也吃了。
And there goes the fellowship with God.
然后呢，他们与神之间的美好的交通就这样失去了。
Beautiful work on the land became toil.
本来是在这个土地上非常美好的工作，变成了汗流浃背。
Beautiful marriage became a power play.
美丽的一个婚姻变成了一种夫妻之间的争竞。
Husband and wife seeking to control the other.
丈夫和妻子他们都想努力要辖制对方。
The curse of sin is that the desire.Of the woman will be for the husband, and the husband will rule over you. There is a power struggle.
当圣经上说你必恋慕你的丈夫，你丈夫必管辖你，就反映了这种夫妻之间的这种紧张的关系。
Harmony is broken.
和谐被打破了。
And so the beautiful fellowship with God became separation from God.
曾经是与神的美好的交通，变成了与神的隔离。
And the separation from God brought evil and death.
而与神隔离之后就带来了邪恶，带来了死亡。
Banished from Eden.
被伊甸园赶出，被从伊甸园赶出去。
Mankind has been lovesick and homesick for God ever since.
从那之后，人们就就是犯着这个思乡病，犯着这样的相思病。
There's no amount volume of accolades that will bring total satisfaction and joy.
无论是任何样的荣誉，都不可能带来真正的满足和喜悦。
No amount of material possession.
不管是何等多的物质上的拥有。
No number of friends.
不管你有多少朋友。
No number of followers.
不管你有多少的跟随者。
No extent of travels and life experiences.
不管你去过多少地方，有多么丰富的人生经历。
No advancement of technology.
不管是任何科技的进步。
No nothing, no one will bring that total satisfaction and joy.
没有任何东西，没有任何人可以重建我们那样全然的满足与喜乐。
I'm not saying that they won't bring happiness.
我并不是说这些东西不会给你带来快乐。
But the euphoria always fades.
但是所有的这些快乐很快都会失去的。
On Instagram is, oh, I got 10 more followers. Ah, I want another 100.
就好比说你在那个社交网站上说，有个人很高兴的说，哎呀，我现在有10个人在关注我，但是呢，我马上又期望有更多的人，比方说100个。
Oh, I have the latest Samsung, cell phone. Oh, Apple has another new one too.
我刚刚为我得到了一个三星的最新的手机高兴，马上又发现苹果又推出了更新的手机。
The pleasures are always fleeting.
这些快乐总是快快的消失。
We're always chasing the wind.
我们总是在追风。
Because we are lovesick for God, we are homesick for His presence.
因为我们是对着神，我们有这样的相思病；我们对着我们永恒的天家，我们有这样的思乡病。
For entertainers,
对于那些娱乐工作者
，the silence that follows the applause of thousands is deafening.
在千万个人为你鼓掌之后所跟随的那种沉寂，那种沉默，远远的超过了那个鼓掌的声音。
Left alone, who are you?
他会被留在台上，他会在思索你是谁。
We just simply haven't had the opportunity to have that kind of wealth to own everything we want, do everything we want.
我们还没有足够的财富可以做我们任何想做的事。得到我们任何想要的东西。
So we've not quite hit that desperation point of saying, wow, there's really no hope at the end of these fleeting pleasures.
所以我们还没有到达那个点，就是说当你得到了一切的时候，你会意识到什么都是短暂的，你还是非常绝望的。
But ask the absolutely rich and successful.
但是你去问那些绝对的成功的富有的人
，Listen to their interviews，
听听他们的这种访谈
，and find out why them being rich and famous life is still a hollow。
然后你就会惊讶，对他们这样成功、这样富有的人来说，为什么人生好像还是很空虚的呢
？But Jesus does tell us the good news。
但是耶稣基督确实告诉了我们这样的好消息。
We need not be lovesick or homesick forever.
我们没有必要永远的这样相思或者这样的思乡。
God wants us back home.
神希望我们回家。
God wants us back home.
神希望我们回家。
We may have been deservedly banished from God's presence because of our rebellion.
因着我们的悖逆，我们被神驱赶出，我们被驱赶出伊甸园，这本来是我们配得的。
But because God is compassionate and merciful,
但是因着神的怜悯和慈爱
He wants us home.
他希望我们回来
Let that sink in.
让我们来思想这样的呼唤
God wants us home.
神希望我们回家
Or in a more modern day expression is God wants us home.
如果用一个比较现代的方式来说，就是神要我们回家。
It really is for us to say, no, this is absolutely important for us to recognize that God wants us home. Pay attention. God wants us home.
这是非常重要的，让我们来真正的来注意，来思想这样的呼唤，神要我们回家。
Us as in the ones who have wrecked the beauty of creation by our rebellion.
我们因着我们的叛逆，我们打破了那个起初的美好。
Us who broke the bond of love with God by our pride.
因着我们的骄傲，我们打破了与神的那个爱的连接。
But God says to us,
但是神对我们说
Let me bring you back.
让我来带你回家。
Come back.
你回来吧。
Here with me is where you really belong.
我的身边才是你真正应该归属的地方。
Please listen to the proclamation of Luke 15.
我们来一起读这个路加福音的第十五章。
The verses 1 to 10 will be read in Chinese and then 11 to 32 in English.
一到十用中文读，然后十一到三十二用英文。路加福音十五章，众税吏和罪人都挨近耶稣，要听他讲道。法利赛人和文士私下议论说，这个人接待罪人，又同他们吃饭。耶稣就用比喻说，你们中间谁有一百只羊失去一只，不把这九十九只撇在旷野去找那失去的羊，直到找着呢？找着了就欢欢喜喜地扛在肩上回到家里，就请朋友邻舍来，对他们说，我失去的羊已经找着了，你们和我一同欢喜吧。我告诉你们，一个罪人悔改，在天上也要这样为他欢喜，较比为九十九个不用悔改的义人欢喜更大。或是一个妇人有十块钱，若失落一块，岂不点上灯，打扫屋子，细细的找，直到找着吗？找着了就请朋友邻舍来，对他们说，我失落的那块钱已经找着了，你们和我一同欢喜吧。我告诉你们，一个罪人悔改，在神的使者面前也是这样为他欢喜。
Verse 11, Jesus continued, there was a man who had two sons. The younger one said to his father, Father, give me my share of the estate. So he divided his property between them. Not long after that, the younger son got together all he had, set off for a distant country, and there squandered his wealth in wild living. After he had spent everything, there was a severe famine in that whole country, and he began to be in need. So he went and hired himself out to a citizen of that country, who sent him to his fields to feed pigs. He longed to fill his stomach with the pods that the pigs were eating, but no one gave him anything. When he came to his senses, he said, How many of my father's hired servants have food to spare, and here I am starving to death? I will set out and go back to my father and say to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and against you. I am no longer worthy to be called your son. Make me like one of your hired servants. So he got up and went to his father. But while he was still a long way off, the father saw him and was filled with compassion for him. He ran to his son, threw his arms around him, and kissed him. The son said to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and against you. I am no longer worthy to be called your son. But the father said to the servants, Quick, bring the best robe and put it on him. Put a ring on his finger and sandals on his feet. Bring the fattened calf and kill it. Let's have a feast and celebrate. For this son of mine was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found. So they began to celebrate. Meanwhile, the older son was in the field. When he came near the house, he heard music and dancing. So he called one of the servants and asked him, What is going on? Your brother has come, he replied, and your father has killed the fattened calf because he has him back safe and sound. The older brother became angry and refused to go in. So his father went out and pleaded with him. But he answered his father, Look, all these years I've been slaving for you and never disobeyed your orders, yet you never gave me even a young goat so I could celebrate my friends. But this son of yours who has squandered your property with prostitutes come home, you kill the fattened calf for him. My son, the father said, you are always with me and everything I have is yours. But we had to celebrate and be glad because this brother of yours was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found. Let us read verses 7 and 31 and 32 together.
让我们一起来读第七和第三十二节。
I tell you that in the same way, there will be more rejoicing in heaven over one sinner who repents. And let us read verses 31 and 32 together.
让我们一起来读三十一、三十二节。
My son, the father said, you are always with me, and everything I have is yours. We have to celebrate at these times because this brother of yours was dead and is alive again. He was lost and he is found. Praise be to God, our Lord has spoken through his servant Luke.
感谢神, 他借着他的仆人路加,
May we receive the words in trust and obedience.
愿我们借着信靠顺服来领受这样的话语。
So Dr. Luke tells us that there were the rebellious, the religious elites who were much disturbed by Jesus' ministry to the sinners.
在这里, 医生路加告诉我们, 这些法利赛人文士对耶稣和那些, 罪人一起吃饭, 他们非常惊讶。
To these Pharisees and the teachers of the law,
对这些法利赛人和这些文士来说,
God's kingdom is merited, not received.
这个神的国必须是有卓越品格的人才可以得到的, 而不是白白得的。
So there are those who should be in the kingdom, like them.
所以像他们这样的人是应该进神的国的。
But then there are those, such as the tax collectors, who really have no place.
而对于那些什么像税吏之类的人, 他们根本不可以进的。
So how can Jesus as a rabbi be in their presence?
而耶稣作为一个教师, 他怎么可以和这些罪人在一起呢?
Their uncleanliness will make him unclean.
那些罪人的这些罪会让他也,
I mean, look at these tax collectors. They overcharge people on their tariffs at these commercial hubs.
看看这些税吏, 他们在那些, 商业中心的那些关卡上, 他们来, 讹诈人。
Oh, look at these immoral people. Oh, they don't even care for the law.
然后看看这些败坏的人, 他们根本对这个律法都不关心。
And with that, Jesus replied them.
针对这样的指责，耶稣对他们的回答是
：He declares through three short stories of symbolic meaning.
他用三个有象征意义的比喻来回复这些人。
So everyone, listen up.
所有的人，你们来听。
Actually, God wants all sinners to come home.
事实上，神愿意让所有的罪人都回家。
God wants each of you home.
神希望每一个人都回家。
And this is speaking to everyone, so including the religious elites.
这个是向所有的人说的, 也包括那些宗教领袖。
And how, what would they think when they say, what? You want, I'm a sinner? You want me to come home? What are you talking about?
而对这些人来说, 很惊讶, 什么? 我居然是罪人, 你还让我回家, 你在说些什么?
But then the tax collectors and sinners would also hear and say, wait, you, God wants me to come home?
而对于这些税吏, 对于这些妓女来说, 他们会说, 啊, 神居然要我们回家?
I've been told I'm not welcomed.
我已经, 人家都告诉我, 我们不被欢迎啊。
No, but Jesus says, everyone listen up.
但是耶稣说, 所有的人, 你们来听,
when you do come home,
当你确实回家的时候,
you know what awaits you?
你知道什么会等着你吗?
A celebration.
是一个庆典,
a celebration.
一个大的庆祝,
a celebration of cosmic proportion breaks out.
甚至是在天上的一个庆祝,
because I tell you that in the same way there will be more rejoicing in heaven over one sinner who repents.
这样的美好的庆祝, 就是即使是一个罪, 一个罪人的悔改甚至超过那些不需要悔改的义人。
And that there's going to be rejoicing in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner who repents.
即使是一个人悔改, 在神的天使面前都有这样一个美好的庆祝。
And so Jesus is telling everyone.
所以耶稣是对所有的人说,
or specifically to the religious elites.
而且特别的是针对这些宗教的这些精英。
I welcome those you call sinners into my presence because God wants them home.
我把那些你们认为是罪人的人招到我的身边来，是因为神希望所有的罪人都回家。
You wonder how can I eat with these so-called sinners?
你在想我为什么可以和这些罪人一起吃饭？
Well, I eat with those you call sinners because my Father in heaven wants them home with him.
是我之所以和他们一块吃饭，是因为我的天父希望这些罪人可以回家与神同在。
I'm not participating in their sins.
我并不是在他们的罪上有份。
I'm not agreeing with their sins.
我也不赞同他们的这些罪的做法。
But I'm inviting the sinners to turn away from their sins and to turn toward God.
但我是想要呼召这些罪人离弃他们的罪来转向神。
So Jesus declares by the parables.
所以耶稣用这些比喻来, 宣称,
everyone, listen up.
所有的人啊, 你们来听,
you were part of the fold with the shepherd.
你们都是这个, 牧羊人的, 所牧养的羊群的一部分。
You were.
你曾经是。
And you were part of the treasury with the owner.
你也曾经是那个主人的, 财富的一部分。
You were part of the family with the father.
你也曾经是, 和天父在一起的这个家庭的一部分。
Your belongingness was with God.
你的归属感是在于神。
And should be with God.
你也应该与神同在。
In fact, you are now lost because you are no longer with whom you belong.
你之所以今天感到失落，就是因为你没有和你的所应该归属的那个神在一起。
The acceptance that you wish to hear.
你希望所听到的那种应许，那种接纳。
The participation in something greater that you wish to have.
你希望能够参与到一个很宏大的一个事物中。
That is with God.
那些都是属于神的。
And you will now remain lost until we return to the fold.
你只有回到那个羊圈里边，你才不会再是失落的。
You will remain lost if you unless you return back to the treasury, unless you return back to the family.
你如果不回归到那所有的财富中，没有回归到那个家庭中，那么你永远都是一个失落的状态。
You will continue to live with lovesickness and homesickness until you are back with the shepherd, with the owner, with the father.
除非你回到牧羊人，回到那个主人，回到天父的身边，否则的话，你会永远生活在一种相思病、思乡病的状态中。
Jesus tells us that we are created not for the open country.
耶稣说，我们被造不是为了去到那个旷野。
Because that is the dangerous place for the sheep to linger.
因为旷野是羊群流浪、流离失所的地方。
He also tells us that we are not made for the distant country.
他也说我们不是为了那个外国所造的。
The distant country is foreign and destructive.
那个外国是和你不一样的，而且它是来毁坏性的。
It's a territory that promises you gains but only gives you losses.
那是一个地方，他好像承诺会让你得到很多，其实你是在那里一无所有。
God created us for the garden.
神创造了我们，是让我们在园里居住。
But it is sin that keeps drawing us into the open country, drawing us into the distant country.
但是因着这个罪，他不断的诱惑我们到旷野去，到外国去。
Jesus in his parable tells us that the distant country is destructive.
耶稣在这些比喻中告诉我们，这些外国、这些旷野是毁坏性的。
It drains you of your wealth without reason.
它不由分说的把你所有的财富都给你消耗光。
It is a place that is impoverished.
那是一个贫穷之地。
And it actually belongs to a place that enslaves you.
它是将来会让你奴役你的。
That is not home.
那不是你的家乡。
That is not where love can be found.
那也不是你所爱的人可以找得到的。
Oh, dear brothers, sisters, and friends.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹、朋友们。
Let us hear the good news that Jesus tells us.
让我们来听耶稣所宣告的好消息。
We need not be lovesick or homesick forever.
我们不需要永远的这样，这个相思病这样的思乡病。
God wants us back home.
神希望我们回到家里。
In fact, He actively seeks to bring us home.
事实上，神一直是在积极的要把我们带回到家里。
So, even though the shepherd already has 99 in the fold,
即使这个牧羊人已经在圈里有99只羊。
Sometimes we would say, "All right, you know what? One sheep, that's a 1% loss. That's fine."
有的时候你会说，哎呀，只有一只羊，不过是1%，没有关系了。
And if I'm actually selling the rest of the 99, just up the price a little bit, I could recuperate.
如果我把每只羊的价格稍微提高一点点，那么我丢一只羊就不会有任何关系。
But that's not the perspective of God.
但是神不是这样看的。
One is precious.
一个也是宝贵的。
Not one must be lost.
一个也不可以丢。
And so we see that the shepherd, he must set out to look for the lost sheep.
所以这个牧羊人他必须要出去来寻找这只失落的羊。
He's like, what about the 99?
你会说，哎，那九十九只怎么办
？Well, if he cares for one, he will care for the 99.
如果他能够对一只羊都这么尽心的牧养，那么那九十九只他也不会忽略的。
So we can trust and believe that he's not reckless that way.
所以我们可以确信他不会是因为寻找那一只羊而让九十九只羊受到任何伤害。
That he seeks to have all 100, because well, 100 at least as a number is symbolic of wholeness.
他的目标是要让所有的一百只羊都完好无损，而这个一百呢是一个完美的数字。
And we look at the owner of the coins.
让我们来看这个金钱的这个女主人。
There are 9 other coins in the treasury.
有在这个钱箱里边有9块钱。
But she cares for the perfect accounting of every single coin.
但是她要确保所有的钱应该在里边的都在里边。
So she must look for that one coin.
所以她必须要去寻找那个丢失的一块钱。
Jesus gives a vivid description of God's care and carefulness toward the lost.
在这里呢，对于这个神的这样积极的、这样精心的寻找，作者做了一个非常生动的描述。
Jesus tells us the shepherd would just keep seeking until he finds the lost sheep.
耶稣说，这个牧羊人他一直在焦急的找，直到他找到了。
He's very persistent.
他是非常执着的。
He would go through the different acreage to just look for this one sheep.
他可能要走很多很多的路才能够找到这只羊。
And when he finds it.
当他找到了
It's not, ah, you lost sheep, pat, 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 right? Hit the bottoms, 打屁股。
他不是说你这个淘气的羊，然后去打那个羊两下。
But here's the description is joyfully puts it on the shoulder, and that's an image of how endearing God is to the sheep.
相反，他是非常欢喜的把那个羊背在肩上。
He takes care of the sheep because oftentimes if the sheep is lost by now, there's no strength, and so it is the shepherd that carries the sheep.
因为这个羊丢失了之后呢，这个羊很快会变得非常虚弱，所以这个牧羊人找到以后要把它背在肩上，这是一种非常充满爱的表现。
And when it comes to the owner of the coin,
而对那个财产的这个主人
，We're told that she will light up a lamp, sweep the house, and search carefully until she finds it.
我们看到她是要点上灯，打扫屋子，细细的找，直到找着。
She does everything that she needs to do in order to find that coin.
他做他所有应当做的事，为的是找到这块钱。
Doesn't cinch on details.
Just 是说他不遗笔墨，他把这个描写的非常清楚。
Very poetic. Well, I have a friend who shared this with me.
曾经有一个朋友这样和我分享。
I found it strange that wherever I went,
我发现很奇怪，不管我去哪儿
，I will somehow meet a Christian or two.
我总会碰到一两个基督徒
or somehow be in a church building for some activity.
而且我总会好像到一个教会里边参加一些活动。
This friend says, why is that?
这个朋友就说，哎，怎么会这样呢？
Well, we have a shepherd and we have an owner who seeks the one.
就是因为我们有一个牧羊人，我们有一个主，他一直在积极的来寻找我们。
And by the Lord's grace, this friend did confess the belief in Christ.
靠着神的恩典，这个朋友最后还是信主了。
And so God actively seeks to bring us home.
所以神一直是在积极的寻求把我们带回家的方法。
And yet at the same time, He eagerly waits for us to be on our way home to usher us back home.
同时呢，他也是在那里急切的等待我们踏上回家的路，把我们迎到家中。
In the parable of the lost son.
在这个浪子的故事里边。
The way that Jesus described how eager the father was there to welcome back the son was shocking.
耶稣所描述的这个急切盼望游子回家的父亲，他的这些行为其实是让人很惊讶的。
We have to put on sort of essentially a Jewish mindset to hear this father running toward the son.
如果我们是一个犹太人的背景心态的话，我们听到说这个父亲急忙地跑到儿子那里。
When we are more of a Western mindset, the running there may not seem as shocking. It's like, oh yeah, yeah, they're tight.
西方人的这个观念好像不觉得很惊讶，因为这个父亲很爱儿子，他跑过去没什么呀。
But this story, when it's told in the Arab world,
但是在这个阿拉伯的国家
，in the 21st century,
在二十一世纪
，it still carries the same shock.
OK， 即使是在二十一世纪的阿拉伯国家，如果你讲这样的故事，其实还是很震撼的。
So wait, the father ran.
他们会说什么？这个父亲跑过去。
That is so undignified of a father.
听起来这个父亲好没有尊严。
So undignified.
这么有失体面。
But Jesus tells us the love of the father for the son will not be bound by social propriety.
但是耶稣是告诉我们，这个父亲对儿子的爱不受任何礼仪这些文化习俗的影响。
There's a love that compels him to just dash toward his son.
他的爱是如此的强烈，以至于他这样的冲过去。
And the son is probably equally stunned by the father's initial gestures of acceptance.
极有可能这个儿子也对父亲这样的举动感到非常惊讶。
Because everything that the father did was to say, I welcome you home.
因为这个父亲所做的一切都是告诉他，
it's
我欢迎你回来。
It's not meet me in my office, we have a talk later.
不是对他说，哎，到我的办公室，我们需要谈一谈。
No, he ran to the son.
不是的，他冲向这个儿子。
Threw his arms around him.
抱住他。
And kissed him.
亲他。
Each and every step is a gesture of acceptance.
每一个举动都是一个全然接纳、全然欢迎的表现。
And yet more gestures of acceptance are coming.
而且有更多的接纳的行为在后边。
How deep the father's love for the son.
这个父亲对儿子的爱，儿子的爱是多么深呢？
Because he immediately tells the disciple, immediately tells the servant.
因为他马上告诉他的仆人。
Bring the best robe.
把最好的袍子拿来。
Right, it's not even bring the old robe, bring the best robe. This one that is reserved.For a special person.
甚至不是说把他以前穿的那些旧袍子拿来，而是说把最好的为最尊贵的客人所留的那个袍子拿过来。
Give him the ring, which represents my authority.
给他这个戒指是代表他的权柄。
Give him the sandals, which is a precious item because servants don't wear sandals.
给他穿上鞋，这个在当时是一个奢侈品，因为像这些仆人是不穿鞋的。
And bring him that fattened calf.
而且把那个肥牛犊带来。
Which is.Preserved especially or only for special celebrations.
而这个肥牛犊一直是留着要为一些特别的场合来用的。
The son had already prepared the speech.
这个儿子其实已经准备好了一番话。
And he did not think of himself as a son anymore.
他已经不把自己当作是儿子了。
He's no longer worthy.
他也不配。
But the father thought otherwise.
但是父亲是不是这样想的。
And it is the father's verdict that counts.
而父亲的这个决断是最终的。
By all his gestures of acceptance, the father declares to the son.
通过所有的这些行为，这个父亲是向这个儿子宣称。
Son, I forgive you.
儿子啊，我原谅你。
You may think that you're no longer worthy to be called my son.
你可能会觉得你不再配被称为我的儿子。
But my thoughts are not your thoughts.
但是我的想法不是你的想法。
My ways are not your ways.
我的道路也不是你的道路。
Know well that you are still my son.
清楚地知道你还是我的儿子。
Welcome home, my child.
欢迎你回来，我的孩子。
Welcome home, my child.
欢迎你回来，欢迎你回家。
Jesus tells us that while the son is still a long way out,
耶稣告诉我们，当这个孩子还在远处的时候，
the father did not wait for the son to draw near, but he went toward the son.
这个父亲没有说是等他走过来，而是说他冲过去迎他。
It tells us the father eagerly goes to meet his wayward child at where he was.
也就是说，这个父亲是急切地冲到这个任性的孩子那里去。
He's probably all tattered.
他可能已经是衣衫褴褛
，probably stinky，
甚至气味也不太好闻
，and helpless，
非常的绝望
，and definitely lost，
而且是绝对的是失落中
，lost in where he is to go in his life。
他在他所去的地方，在他的生命中都是一个失落的状态。
But most importantly, lost on who he is。
关于他自己的自我的认知，他也是失落的。
So the father meets the child at where he was.
所以这个父亲是到孩子所在的地方去接他。
But the father never leaves the child at where he is, or where he was.
而且这个父亲呢，没有把这个孩子就留在他所处的位置。
Because Jesus tells us the father will enthusiastically transform this wayward child to be a homeward bound youngster.
耶稣就告诉我们，这个父亲是非常热切的，把这个任性的孩子转变成一个家里的年轻的主人。
And so it is that if we say I am an absolutely angry person,
有的他说我绝对是一个非常生气的人。
God will meet us at where our anger is.
如果即使一个人他是总在怒气之中，神也会在他这样的状态来。
But he does not allow us to stay being angry.
但他不会让这个人永远处于一种愤怒的状态。
It doesn't say, "Well, God, you should just love me, so you don't want to just let me be angry."
你不能说哦，神啊，你爱我，你不能总让我这么生气。
But God lets us know that we are much more. we are his child. We are much more than simply an angry person.
神会慢慢地显示给你，你不仅仅是一个处在愤怒中的人，你可以做得更好。
Or a greedy person.
或者说一个贪婪的人。
Whatever way that we describe ourselves, God says, you are my child. Live in my ways.
我们不管是一个什么样的状态，神都会对我们说，你是我的孩子。
So are we home?
像我的样式一样。所以问题就是说，我们回家了吗？
Are we home?
我们回家了吗？
Perhaps we have grown up in a Christian household.
有可能我们生长在一个基督徒的家庭。
Perhaps we have perfect attendance for fellowship gathering, Sunday service, Sunday school.
有可能我们都是按时的参加主日学，参加主日崇拜。
Perhaps we are growing in our knowledge of Christianity.
也许我们对基督教的知识一天天的增长。
Perhaps we are involved with many ministries.
也许我们在很多事工上都有参与。
But does all that mean we are home?
但是所有的这些意味着我们回家了吗？
Are we home?
我们回家了吗？
Dear brothers and sisters,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，
we are home when we desire to honor God with our lives.
当我们愿意用我们的生命来荣耀神的时候，那一刻我们才真正的回家了。
We are home when we say, I want God to receive all the praises.
当我们说我们希望神得到所有的颂赞，那个时刻我们回家了。
In our sorrow for sin,
在我们这个令人伤痛的罪中，
when we feel sorry for our sins,
当我们为我们的罪所伤痛的时候，
we are home when we say, I am terribly sorry for my sin because it brings terrible dishonor to God.
如果我们为我们的罪所悔恨，而且知道这个罪给神带来了羞辱，这个时刻我们回家了。
It is breaking his heart.
我们的罪伤他的心。
We are not quite yet home if we say, oh, I'm so sorry for the sin because it ruins my reputation.
如果我们说，哎呀，我真是为这个罪所伤痛，因为他把我的名声搞坏了。
It makes it really difficult for me to live among Christians.
因为这个罪是，所以我在基督徒中间生活好像非常艰难。
We're not quite yet home when our remorse is for ourselves.
如果我们的悔恨是因为我们自己的损失的时候，那么我们还没有真正的回家。
But when we desire to honor God,
但是如果我们渴望来荣耀神。
We are home.
我们就回家了。
We desire his praises. I mean, we desire praises to go to him. We desire praises to go to God.
我们到神那里，我们希望我们的所有的颂赞是归到神。
We see that the wayward child was heartbroken because he realized the greatest shame was not that he squandered the wealth or he fed the pigs.
我们看到这个浪子的故事，他的最大的悔恨不是说他把财产都挥霍尽了，而是他给他的父亲带来羞耻。
Indeed, because he has brought dishonor to his father and he has sinned against God.
他认识到他给父亲带来羞耻，他也得罪了天，得罪了神。
What kind of remorse do we have when we turn from sin?
当我们离弃罪的时候，我们是有怎样的悔改的心？
We also know we are home when we want others to also be in God's presence.
当我们希望把别人也带到神的同在的时候，我们就是真的回家了。
Because it's very easy to come to church for self-benefiting reasons.
其实我们来教会很有可能是一个就是让自己得益的一个原因。
I want to come to church because I want peace in my heart.
我愿意来教会是因为我愿意我的心里有平安。
I want to go to that church because I prefer a different form of worship and a different service, time for service.
我去那个教会是因为我喜欢那里的敬拜方式和那样的时间安排。
I want to go to church because I want friends.
我愿意去教会因为我希望有朋友。
But Jesus teaches us that when we have the heart of heaven,
但是耶稣教导我们，当我们有一个属天的这样的一个心态，
we will exercise our faith with self-giving motivations.
我们就不再是为了自己的好处，而是为了别人的好处。
We say, as much as I have peace, I will share peace.
我们就说只要我自己有平安，我要把这个平安分享出去。
As much as I have been mentored, I will mentor others.
当我接受了很多教导，我也要把这个教导给出去。
The blessings from God is never kept for only myself, but is shared.
神所给我的祝福不是仅仅为了我自己，而是为了让我把它传出去。
Because Jesus tells us of the other son, the older son.
耶稣也教导我们关于那个大儿子。
He was angry because his father, not because his father was dishonored.
他很生气, 不是说因为他的父亲, 受到亏损,
but because he felt shortchanged by his father. I've been slaving for you.
我为你做了这么多,
I never disobey your orders. I'm the good son. But you didn't give me anything. Me. It's not, oh, Father, I'm so sorry that your younger son did that to you.
而不是说,父亲啊, 我真是为你难过, 因为这个弟弟做了这么不好的事。
But he's saying that I can't celebrate my friends because I'm stuck with you. I'm working for you.
相反他是说, 因为我和你在一起, 我不能和我的朋友来欢喜快乐。
The older son may have been may be physically at home.
这个大儿子呢, 他的身体是在父亲的家里。
But he was also in his own distant country.
但是他的心其实也在一个遥远的地方。
There is no affection for the father.
他对父亲没有爱。
Only a kind of duty to his sense of righteousness.
而是因着他自己的自义, 他仅仅是在履行他的责任。
And so critically, we know we're home when we're affectionate toward God who loves us.
所以当我们知道我们对神有这样的爱的时候, 我们是真的回家了。
Because our true battle of faith,
我们真正的属灵的征战,
is to battle for our utmost committed affection for God.
就是为了我们的这个最终极的一个对神的委身的这样的爱。
Without this affection for God,
如果没有这样的爱,
we would travel out to enjoy worldly pleasures in a distant country.
我们也会像小儿这样到外国去享受这些俗世的快乐。
We will not fight against the lust that is for ourselves.
我们也不会与我们的,
We will simply flow with Satan's lies from the beginning, and that is God is not enough.
我们也会就是在这个撒旦的谎言面前随波逐流, 而这个撒旦的谎言就是说, 就是告诉我们说, 神不够啊, 还要其他的东西。
We'll just say, oh yeah, yeah, obeying God, oh yeah, that's such a burden, it's not a delight.
我们会说, 哎呀, 信靠顺服神, 这多大的一个担子啊,一点都没有什么快乐可言。
That whether we are the younger son or the older son, we will all be living in our own form of distant country.
无论我们是大儿子还是小儿子, 我们其实都是生活在一个特定的一个离神很远的远方。
Are we home?
我们在家了吗?
I definitely pray and hope that we are.
我确实是祷告,也希望我们都是。
By the pen of Apostle Paul, we are told, what then shall we say in response to the world, to life, right? If God is for us, who can be against us?
就如保罗, 在这里所教导的, 既是这样, 还有什么说的呢? 神若帮助我们, 谁能抵挡我们呢?
He who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for all of us, how will he not also, along with him, along with Christ, graciously give us all things?
神既不爱惜自己的儿子为我们众人舍了,岂不也把万物和他一同白白地赐给我们吗?
Let us know that we belong with God.
让我们知道我们属于神。
We were lost, but God wants us home.
我们曾经是失落的,但神要我们回家。
If you're already home, stay home and be affectionate toward God.
如果你已经在家里那么留在这里,而且要对神有爱。
Not stay home and like, why can't I leave?
不是说在神的家里,但是很怨气冲天的,我没法离开。
Or treat God like an Airbnb. You know what? I just go out and live my wild life and I come back home and rest. And then go back out and stay at home and be with the Father.
而且不是说好像把这个神的家看作是一个旅馆一样,我出去吃喝玩乐,然后我又回来,吃喝玩乐,我又回来, 而是说真正的把它当作你的家,你和你的天父在一起。
Or be at home by going out to seek the lost.
我们留在家里也意味着我们出去把那些失落的人招回来。
And if you're not home yet, come home.
如果你还没有在神的家里, 那么回家吧。
Come home.
回家来。
St. Augustine wrote this reflection.
圣奥古斯丁曾经写下这样的一段话。
That, O Lord, you have made us for yourself.
神啊，你造我们是为了你自己。
And our heart is restless until it rests in you.
我们的心除非在你的里边得以安息，否则的话永远是躁动不安的。
Come home.
回家来吧。
And I pray and hope that you hear the Lord says to you, "Welcome back, my child."
我也希望大家听到神的话，就是回家吧，欢迎你孩子。
We rejoice when we and others are at home with God and affectionately so.
当我们和他人带着热情同在神的家中时，我们必然欢庆。
Let's now spend some time in quiet meditation.
现在我们花一点时间来静默思想。
Ask the Lord, could be commune with the Lord.
与神
交通。
交通。
Are we home begrudgingly or affectionately?
我们是在家中是一个怨气冲天的状态呢，还是一个心满意足快乐的状态？
Ask for wisdom to see the full abundance of God's home.
向神祈求智慧，让我们看到神家里全然的丰盛。
Ask for the courage to do what honors God.
我们也祈求神赐给我们勇气来做那些可以荣耀神的事。